Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on April 29th, 2007. Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com. Tonight, field reporter Elmo is on the phone as we speak. Say hello, Elmo. Later on, we'll talk to Marshall Masters about surviving the next global catastrophe. And then later on tonight, our good friend Rick Hayes joins us to talk about a new life attitude. To God.
I need to go someplace.
If it isn't one thing, it's another for me, at least. It may be for Doug. We'll have to find out about that later, though. When I was doing this intro tonight, I realized I made this ridiculous error, because Elmo's sitting patiently on the phone line, right? And I am in the middle of my opening discourse for the show, our little show opener thing we do now, right? And I'm like, say hello, Elmo. And Elmo, in my headphones, Elmo's right on the money. He's like, hey, what's happening, guys? How you doing, right? But I didn't have
any...
Yeah, there you go. There we go. We did a redo there, and now we're happening, right? But it was out of channel. So nobody heard that. So, I mean, I don't know why I pointed out, because people come to expect it nowadays. A couple quick notes before we get started here. Doug, you're on the phone. Am I correct? Are you still hearing us, Doug?
I am indeed on the phone, and I am mobile. I am en route to the Haunted Warren Winery as we speak, coming home from absolutely gorgeous and beautiful downtown Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
You guys,
Johnny is with me.
Yeah. You guys spent the weekend at the Low Hotel, am I correct?
Yes, we did. We stayed at the Low Hotel, which is absolutely fantastic. It's
awesome.
A ghost hunter's paradise. Bonnie is with me, so she will be in chat. In about half an hour when we come back from break.
Yeah, you guys, where you guys were at, judging by from where you guys were at, you're in Michigan, you're in Detroit, which, that's a give or take. You never know what's going to happen going to Detroit nowadays. But you guys should be here at the Haunted Winery at about the first break. So hopefully we'll be seeing you. In the meantime, you're going to be on the phone. And also on the phone, again, we have Elmo, our Texas field reporter. How you doing tonight, Elmo?
Yes, sir. I'm here and doing great. How about you?
Oh, man, well, obviously, Doug's had a pretty wild weekend. I've had a pretty wild weekend. We've both been doing, for a change, this is kind of weird, Doug, because for a change, we both were ghost hunting this weekend. I know I was. What about you?
I think we are starting the season out on a high note. I know that you went out ghost hunting. I know that I went out ghost hunting, and That's really it's like a first, really. Unfortunately we were ghost hunting separately, but in order to cover it all, I guess you do sometimes have to split up and then get their back together and compare notes.
And
I have to say I had a marvelous time, and I hear you did too. And I know, here's the one thing, Elmo, where you are, you're in the South, the deep South. You're down there near
Galveston,
Texas, right? So you're way, you're in the where it's not snowy and blowy and cold during the winter.
So
you may not you may not understand the seasonal ghost hunting, but we're definitely affected by it up here.
We only know what snow looks like down here. You go any further south than me, and they don't really speak English anymore.
That's right.
What's the weather? Just out of curiosity, Emma, what is the weather like down there? What's the temperature, for example?
Today it's been in the high 70s, beautifully sunny here in the Gulf Coast area. I mean, I've been laying out on the porch most of the day just watching the world go by. I mean, it is beautiful.
Well, that's about what the temperature is here in Michigan right now. It's about 75, between 75 and 80 degrees today. It's a very nice day. As a matter of fact, I fired up the AC units for the first, well, in the central air here for the first time this season. Tonight, actually, is the first night I decided to fire up the central air and get it cool in here because it was like about 80 degrees in the house. So it's definitely getting warmer and warmer. But we're about the same temperature, though. I was thinking it would be like, sizzling down there right now.
No, we had a freak freeze early on in the month. It actually froze here early in April, which, never happens. But, it was one of those things. I mean, we went from, I think, the high 30s all the way to the high 80s within a week.
That sounds like our weather here in Michigan.
Yeah, you're just getting a touch of what it's like here in Michigan. One day it's below zero, the next day, 84.
Yeah, exactly. We're out on the beach in one day, and then we're in snow suits the next day. Elmo, what's been going on, though, on your neck of the woods? You said you got a hold of us and said, hey, I got some stuff I need to talk about. Give me some airtime. So basically, I'm going to leave the floor to you now, and I want you to tell us everything you've been working on down there.
Well, and I didn't realize it until only recently, but the last few months of events that I've organized, ghost hunts, dinners, investigations, they're all tied in. They're all connected. And I didn't even realize it until only recently.
Why is that?
I'll tell you, going back to January, we did an investigation of a restaurant in Cypress, Texas. Okay. Mm-hmm. Turned out to be pretty uneventful. There was a lot they told us over the phone that was happening, and there was a lot they didn't tell us. They didn't tell us that it was also a bar that was open very late. And when we went over there to do the investigation, the bar was in full swing with, the little bar noises going on in the background.
Yeah. Pretty much what you do not need on any paranormal investigation.
Right. So that was January. February, we go to Liberty, Texas, and we investigated the historic Ott Hotel,
mm-hmm.
built in 1828. This all ties in. The Ott Hotel actually has a very interesting history, and the guy that owns it, McCain, has put up a website about all of the stuff that's gone on there. It's otthotel.com. But that turned out to be interesting. We had some psychic events with the psychics that occurred there, and a few EVPs,
mm-hmm.
and basic run-of-the-mill orb shots as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to March. In March, we did Bragg Road out in Saratoga. Well, it's actually between Saratoga and Coontz, Texas.
Yeah.
And Bragg Road, which is really why I'm here speaking to you now, is tied in as well. And then, just on a side note, this month we did Old Town Spring again. Now, what all of these have in common, and I'll come back to you after I describe what happened to us in Bragg Road, all of these lie within 20 miles of the 30th parallel. Now, I don't know if y'all have ever discussed the 30th parallel before on your show.
Not that I can remember, no.
Well, it's very interesting, and I'll come back to it after I describe what happened to us at Bragg Road. Bragg Road, it's infamous for its ghost lights, and Hardin County's actually designated it the Ghost Light Road because of the legends there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ghost lights there are reported to be intelligent. They will follow you. They will chase you. Honestly, This is the second time around at Bragg Road for me. I didn't see them. But a few members of the group did claim that they see them. And one member, Kim Von Bruno, she actually got a very, very interesting orb shot. And it's not just any orb. This orb is a bright azure blue. And I mean blue.
Blue.
Anyway, I put it, that shot in particular is up on the front page of our website. That's something else I need to mention. We have a new website, www.texasparanormal.com. One word, texasparanormal.com.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on the front page of that site is a picture of this orb that Kim got out there on, I believe she was using a single lens reflex digital camera, Sony. But it's beautiful. Now, I don't know if it's the ghost light or not, but it certainly is interesting and it's worth consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what we did, what I definitely did experience at Bragg Road was something that I can only describe as Bermuda Triangle-like.
Oh, really?
Now, by that, yeah. Now, by that I mean, you know, we had problems with radios, time loss, and vehicles vanishing. Now, to elaborate on that, when we first tracked down Bragg Road, we did it in the daytime to kind of get a feel of the layout. And when we pulled into the north end of the road, which is where most of the activity has been reported,
mm-hmm.
there was an older guy and his son parked on the side of the Phoenix Drive signs with all the ghost stories and everything.
Yeah.
So they're sitting there reading the sign as we pull in. Now, I was the last in line of our caravan of vehicles, and which is odd because I'm the leader, right? But I always wind up being the last one in line. But anyway,
I have to interrupt real quick. We know what you do for a living, so we know why you drive slowly. That's all I'm saying. Time is money.
Well, that's another thing I need to mention. After 17 years of driving a taxi, I retired. I finally moved on to a different career path. But let me get back to it. I'm getting kind of ADD here.
Yes, let's go back to Bragg Road. You were pulling up the rear.
Exactly. And as we passed, I noticed the guy and his son sitting in the pickup truck. And when we passed them, they pulled out and followed us into the road. This is a very narrow road. They say it's a two-lane, but it's really more of a one-and-a-half-lane dirt road. And this truck is right on my bumper. Okay, so we get about a mile into the road. I'm looking at all the scenery, checking my cameras, you know. I look up in the rearview mirror. The truck's gone. It just vanished. And there is no way other than for them to have slammed on the brakes, thrown it in reverse forward to get it ooched around, you know, into a U-turn. That would have taken them some time. It just vanished. Okay. And this is during broad daylight. Later on that night, we go back. And we decided to spread out a little bit. We were going to spread out a mile apart, four vehicles, and we were going to use our two-way radios to communicate. Well, we get down in there, the radios do not work at all. Once we're in Bragg Road itself, the radios are nothing but static. Okay, so we tighten the line up a little bit, a half a mile apart. And that helped a little bit, but not much. The radios were just useless there. So basically, we just kind of parked for a while, a half a mile apart, and did our own things, and then got back together about an hour later. Well, so we all, about an hour and a half later, we all do our U-turns, and we start heading back. We kind of regroup in the middle of Bragg Road and start heading back. A few people reported seeing a light bounce around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then none of them got pictures of it, though. Okay, so no photos. But on the way out, okay, I have Angela right behind me in her car. We're the last two in line.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of the road, right at the 1 mile mark, north 1 mile in from the north end. My gauges in the car just go flat. Gas gauge goes to below E. The speedometer quit working. The radio quit working. Like I said, you know, our cell phones had no signal. The two ways weren't working. Well, after I pull out of Bragg Road, back out onto the highway, everything came back to life. The gauges in the car started working again. The stereo worked. The two-way worked. Everything just came right back to life. So that's why I say it's kind of like a Bermuda Triangle effect. 1 mile in from the north of the road seems to be the hot spot for that.
Mm-hmm.
Explanation I don't have. Explain that. But it was definitely worth noting. Oh, and I mentioned Angela was right behind me. Okay, we're driving without headlights on. We're driving with nothing but our parking lights on. That way, if anybody sees a light, you know, it's not just a headlight bouncing off of something. Okay.
Interesting.
Well, as we're coming out of the road and I'm experiencing all these gauge failures, radio failures, I notice in my rearview mirror, Angela's lights had disappeared. She wasn't behind me anymore, the same way that truck had vanished from behind me on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get out on the highway, you know, we all pulled over and parked to kind of regroup. It must have taken Angela 15 minutes to catch up and come out of Bragg Road. And she was right behind me. She claims she never stopped. She never let off the gas. She was just holding a steady pace right behind me on the way out. So evidently there was some kind of time loss there, at least 15 minutes. And she says that my lights disappeared from her. It was like we punched it and disappeared. So there's, I don't know, what would you call that? A vortex? A portal?
I don't even know there's a name for that, Elmo.
Well, and it all ties in because going back to what I was saying about the 30th parallel, guess what else lies on the 30th parallel?
The Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, really?
And the Devil's Triangle off the coast of Japan, as well as the Ott Hotel in Liberty, the Marfa Lights in West Texas. You know, Texas is full of ghost light stories. And, you know, if you get out your weird Texas book and turn to page 88, it's become a textbook, you know, for my group, Weird Texas. It's an excellent read. If you ever see it, grab it. You know, because we specialize in, like, ghost hunting small town Texas, Weird Texas is just full of stories from ghost, you know, small town Texas. But there's evidently quite a few stories of ghost lights all around Texas, but they all seem to have one thing in common. They're all within 20 miles of the 30th parallel. And
wow.
The 30th parallel, yeah, it's just something I recently found out about. There's a lot of other stuff on the 30th parallel. The Sphinx in Egypt, it's on the 30th parallel.
No kidding.
Yes, it is. New Orleans in Louisiana, that's on the 30th parallel. Something, what's the New Orleans field reporter, Chris Slim? Is that his name?
Yeah. Chris Slim, yeah.
If he's listening, Chris, you need to check into this.
This is something really interesting, man.
Yeah, and I mean, Enchanted Rock near Austin in the Hill Country here in Texas, that's within 20 miles of the 30th parallel as well. There's, you know, it seems to be like a paranormal highway that circles the globe.
Well, this is something that there are a lot of, there are a lot of parallels you're talking about concerning the 30th parallel. I mean, there's all these weird things that are going on in these areas, and you've experienced one of these things yourself, it sounds like, Elmo. So,
well, yeah, very unknowingly, the last four events I've organized have all been within 20 miles of the 30th parallel. Coincidence? Maybe.
It could very well be one. That's
it very well could be. You know, and I mentioned our new website. We have a new online office. I don't think I've talked about this on the show
yet. You haven't. Bring it up. What's up?
Well, we broke out of the realm of meetup.com. We finally sprouted wings and flew the coop. We've got our new office online at www.texasparanormal.com.
Ooh.
And I tell you what, it is an office indeed. It's done in all the post-nuke glory of Ghostly Talk 2.0. As a model. Yeah. But, you know, we've got a gallery with over 1,700 images so far contributed by members.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of images, and I'm starting to get concerned about disk space as well, but we'll work that when the time comes. We've got forums.
That's kind of how we handle it. That's how we handle it, Elmo. We just keep loading stuff on there, and then later on we go, okay, well, that's we need more money or something like that or whatever.
Yeah, for that notice to come in your email, you've run out of disk space. But we've also got weblogs for all the members. We've got two chat rooms. One's private, one's public. We have a calendar and event registration modules, you know, to handle all of our event registrations. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, if any of the listeners are in Texas and they want to do some ghost hunting in small town Texas, go to our website and sign up. You know, we're all over the place. We're not central to any one location. Next month we'll be headed out to the small town of Palestine, Texas to investigate a haunting at their courthouse and, to also investigate the possibility. And yeah, it's within 20 miles of the 30th parallel.
I was just going to ask you that. Is this within 20 miles of the 30th parallel?
Yeah, it is. So, you know, that's the thing. You know, it seems like everything's centered around that 30th parallel. And for those who aren't familiar with the terminology, a 30th parallel, that's the 30th parallel north, 30 degrees north of the equator. So,
oh, okay, yeah.
Cuts across the entire southern U.S.
Just
so,
go to Google and type in 30th parallel. I'm sure there's a billion fan pages on it or something like that.
Exactly. And I mean, this runs through southern Texas, through Georgia, Louisiana, Florida. And yeah, there's been ghost lights reported in the Everglades in Florida as well. And, 30th parallel.
Well,
I'll read more on that. They did a nice story about it in Weird Texas on page 88.
Oh,
mystery of the 30th parallel.
The 30th, well, and there's the thing that's amazing is there's just so many things that seem to be, I mean, at least close to this area, that there's all these strange occurrences. I mean, obviously, the Sphinx is was my favorite example you brought up, but the Bermuda Triangle itself, another very famous place. These couple of mystical places that we've known through the ages, they rest right on this area. That's fascinating.
Right, the Devil's Triangle as well, off the coast of Japan. It's almost on the other side of the globe as the Bermuda Triangle,
mm-hmm.
but it's on the 30th parallel as well.
Fascinating.
So,
what was the website again? Texas Paranormal?
www.texasparanormal.com. One word, texasparanormal.com.
And you guys built it in post-nuke. That's... Good.
All that's post-nuke glory.
Oh, it's post-nuke glory. You know, we did that. I know, Doug. Doug, are you still on the line right now?
I am indeed on the line. As a matter of fact, we're at the gate of the winery.
Oh, okay.
We're presenting our credentials to the guard.
Yeah. Mark's working the gate today, and he's a real ball breaker. You got to watch out for that guy.
Yes, indeed. I have a question, though.
Go ahead, Doug.
I also have an observation. My observation, on Bragg Road, and a lot of folks, you know, who are listening probably have not been to Bragg Road, but they may have been on roads similar to this. It is really, like Elmo said, it really is a one-and-a-half-lane road. I mean, it's very, very not wide at all. It's very narrow. And you cannot, I can't think, now, I wasn't on the very, very northern side of it, but... the part that I was on, there are no turnarounds. I mean, you do not turn around on this road. It's you would have to do not a W turn, but you'd have to do a double W turn in order to turn around
it's
on the throat.
It's a major effort to do a U-turn. We tried it, and in a large truck, it takes about 4 or 5 gear changes.
Absolutely, definitely. So that's my observation. My question is, when this time slip that happens, this 15 minutes, was that Audrey? Who was behind you?
Angela.
Angela, okay. Angela, she had experienced where you winked out, you just like, you were in front of her, and because she was obviously, you know, watching you, right?
Right, yeah. And she was maybe about 20 feet behind me. You know, she was looking around, shooting pictures while she's driving, and then all of a sudden my lights weren't there in front of her anymore. Just the same way her lights disappeared from my rearview mirror.
And it was about 15 minutes.
Correct, yeah. We all pulled over on the side of the highway waiting for her, and she claimed she did not slow down, she did not stop. She kept a steady pace. And it is like she went into a time slip for about 15 minutes there.
Absolutely fascinating. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to experience.
Yeah, and like I said, from what we got, most of the main hot spot is exactly 1 mile in from the north. Watch your odometer, count off 1 mile and stop, because that's where the little big thicket triangle seems to be.
I'm excited. I have to say, I'm going to be watching TexasParanormal.com because I know you're planning to go out there twice a year. That's on the plan.
They're already hollering at me to go back again. And, you know, in a couple of months, the temperature is going to be in the triple digits there. It's one of the two places in North America that botanists have actually labeled as jungle. The other is the Everglades in Florida.
This I believe. I was there once, and it was in July.
Hey, guys, I got to make a bit of an announcement here. We're having some technical issues as far as our feed's going tonight. We're having some that we've been having. It's been putzy all day long here, and I know for a fact that people that are listening right now, I know it, so I'm sorry. We keep dropping in and out. Our feed keeps cutting out, and I have to keep restarting it manually. Because it keeps cutting off. We're having some putzy issues. What I may do when we're in a couple minutes here, well, we're going to be going to break here in a second. I might have to restart all the machines here, which means we're going to shut down for a couple of minutes before we come back on the air. We'll see what's up, though. I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. I didn't mean to do that, but I've been kind of working this for the last half an hour. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But
should I sign off now?
Well, yeah, you know what? We're going to go to break, I think, anyways. And, I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to – I hate to end things on this note, Elmo. I was trying to keep going here, but I did want to make an announcement to the listeners that we do know what's going on. It keeps cutting in and out because we're having some – it's on our end here.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
The largest and most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming to Gettysburg, July 20th to 22nd, 2007, at the newly constructed Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel and Conference Center. At this supernatural summit will be close to 3,000 square feet of space where the paranormal community will come together to award excellence in the field of study, as well as establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research. Best-selling authors and paranormal presenters include John Zappas, Rosemary Lynn Guiley, Jeff Belanger, Charles Adams III, Troy Taylor, and Vince Wilson. Special event co-hosts will be none other than Mark Nesbitt, author of the Ghost of Gettysburg series. Ghost Hunters, be prepared to shop the largest paranormal trade show with vendors of ghost hunting gear, authors and books, and other fascinating otherworldly goods. Register for one of the intensive workshops. Take a ghost tour with Mark Nesbitt aboard a train or tune into the dead with Kelly Weaver, psychic medium. All details on the Ghost World Conference website, at www.ghostworldconference.com. Register online at the site with PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, or e-check. Group discounts available for groups of 10 or more. Please email info@ghostworldconference.com for details. All sales are final. Ghost World Conference is a production of Ghost World LLC and sponsorship by X-Zone Radio.
Yoinks! Like, we're not going to go there, right, Scoob?
No way!
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris from Crossroads Paranormal Radio. Tune in to Mike and I every Sunday night at 10 Eastern, live on Blog Talk Radio. Join us at www.cprshow.com as we discuss various paranormal topics and interview members of the paranormal community. Crossroads Paranormal Radio, breathing life into the paranormal community.
Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott O.
Okay, all right, we're back. I swear to God.
We're just chatting and chatting away.
I swear.
Chat.
Well, no, we were talking because, well, we got all kinds of fun stuff going on here, of course. Doug and Bonnie, they made it. They're back.
Yes.
We got a half an hour to kind of chill out here. We scheduled it that way, and we got a half an hour to kind of kick back here. Unfortunately, again, guys, like I said, we're going to be cutting in and out all night long, I think. I'm fairly sure we're going to be cutting
it. It's upstream from us. It's not here in the studio.
No, it isn't. It isn't here. We can't change it
from here. What we can do, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it is if it's not resolved by next week, we can make alternate arrangements.
Believe me, I'm going to be on this pretty much after the show
tonight. I believe that
this is going to be getting fixed right away because this is like you said, this is upstream.
Right.
I'm not going to mention any names, all right? But we've had this problem before, and it gets a little irritating. And my favorite part is when you call these people and you go, hey, look, I'm having problems. I'm getting all this packet loss here.
Have you rebooted your router?
I reboot everything. We've done all this crap, all right? It's like, cut me a break.
Have you patted your head and drank two glasses of tea?
Have you sacrificed a goat out in front of your house yet? I mean, what more do you want us to do? It's just very frustrating when you're trying to do a decent show. And you gotta be you gotta keep your finger over the mouse button the whole show, and you can't listen to your guests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do the best we can here tonight and make it happen. What we do have to talk about, I kind of made this little packet up, which we've slimmed down a little bit. There's some stuff going on. Well, we gotta talk about your guys' trip too.
Well, and yours. So let's keep it brief. We went out to Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Yeah.
We stayed at the historic Lowe Hotel.
Correct.
And it is
beautiful.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. It is phenomenal. It's everything that Robin Bellamy said it would be. It's just so incredibly cool and incredible. And we had fun. We think we got a couple of EVPs in our quick reviews. We think we got a couple of EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see any actual ghosts, but we did have a fantastic time. With me was, of course, Bonnie,
mm-hmm.
the lovely and talented Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
We also had Sean Burris
mm-hmm.
of Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show, which is on...
Right
after us on the Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully they don't have the problems we're having tonight.
hopefully not.
Yeah.
And then ghostanddemon.com. And then also we had Elmer.
Yeah.
That's a familiar face.
Mm-hmm.
Elmer has been around and for doing our news for quite a while. And,
mm-hmm.
and he's moved on to bigger and better things. He's still a member of the community,
mm-hmm.
of course. And we're still friends with him. But
yeah.
We were out there this weekend ghost hunting with him. And Elmer was there and his friend Chris. So we had tons of, laugh a minute, fun. There is a haunted wing. I think what you have to do, a haunted floor, a haunted wing, what you have to do is you've got to ask them for the north side of the hotel if you're going to go ghost hunting. So there's a little tip for you. But
did they let you guys just kind of cruise around there all weekend?
Well, at night, they just sort of, they pretty much lock up the hotel.
They do. They lock the door inside.
Yeah, so that, strangers can't just wander in off the street. So it's fairly controlled. I mean, there's only the other guests and you,
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can get out of the hotel. You can leave the key, and they just say, when you come back, lock it.
Yeah.
But, it was... a very controlled environment in that respect. And there, we met another couple down the hallway mm-hmm. who had seen it on Sci-Fi Investigates or something.
I think so, yeah.
And they had heard about it and they wanted to spend the night in a haunted place, and they did.
Cool.
They got room 311. Mm-hmm. We got the 316
and 314.
316 and 314. And so we were in that must be the haunted wing or something. That's all I can imagine. Really, really fun time. A little bit longer of a drive than we thought it would be. Not much.
What time did you guys leave out today?
We left at 12:45, I think. Uh-huh. Bonnie thinks we left earlier, but yeah. I think we left at 12:45. And it works out to, obviously, about, what, 5 and almost 6 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
That depends on if you're doing the speed limit or not.
Well, that's true. We were not,
I'm
right?
I'm pretty sure I broke every speed law on the way here.
But it didn't work out to be as quick as we thought it would be. But it was still, and the GPS really wants you to go through Dayton.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that is not the way to go there or back. So we had some issues with traveling. But other than that, there were no issues. We had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We went actually and attended the Grimstone monthly meeting.
Oh, excellent.
This is my second one. I'm not – Chris is like – Chris. I know Chris will be like, oh, no, but I'm not part of Grimstone. Amber and I – but Chris, you know, Grimstone, they're dear friends of ours. We've been working with these guys for a very long time on things. We just obviously were in Batavia, New York with Chris and Jonathan. And we've just been, we have a great time together. They're dear friends of ours, real close group, the Ghostly Talk. And we went to the Grimstone monthly meeting, like I said, last night, where we actually went to Chris's. It was held at Chris's work. I'm not going to say the name of the place, but Chris is a chemist, okay, just by trade. He'll tell you that.
So it's a laboratory.
Pretty much. He's a mad scientist, we found out. And he designs paint. That's what he does.
Ooh.
We knew that he worked with paints and stuff
did
like that.
Did he design this paint?
Because he should be fired if
yeah.
he did.
Yeah.
Great.
He's got the fit.
Here we go. There's your weekly stab at the wall. There you go. Congratulations. So
She worked it in.
But we got to see the laboratory and things like that, which was very cool. Now, here's something that was weird that happened. Chris and Jonathan have said that there's been some strange things going on around there. They've spent a lot of time in the place by themselves, and they've heard voices of people that were just could not be there. On the weekends, the place is completely empty, and they've heard voices and stuff of people that could not be there. Well, last night, we were in the middle of this meeting and stuff, and we were talking. Chris was talking. We were all just listening to him, very, you know, just excited, listening to all the – because Chris has got so many great things to say all the time. And all of a sudden, you hear a door slam.
Shoom.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Who was there?
Well, Chris just kind of noticeably got flustered and said, excuse me for 1 second, because there was no one else supposed to be there but us that weekend. So Chris went downstairs. He was down there. We're all kind of sitting here like, you know, okay, should we go down there and maybe make sure there isn't an intruder in the place or anything like that? Because when we got there, initially, Amber and I were the first to get there. Chris came to the front door, and the front door was open.
And he had locked it?
Well, on Friday, when they left work, they locked. I don't know the whole thing, but he's like, the door is not supposed to be unlocked.
Hmm.
This door has been open the entire weekend up until now. So that was kind of weird coming into the place. He heard this door slam, and he went downstairs and looked around. Now, he said when he went down there, he was looking around, and another door slammed right on him when he was coming back upstairs, as he was walking back into the plant to go up the stairs up to the offices. Another door slammed right on. So he came upstairs kind of like with that glazed over look on his face, and we're like, what's up? And he's like, I really don't know, guys. I really don't know. And coming from Chris, it's like he's fearless. So it's like,
right,
okay, something strange is going on. So those were the two strange occurrences that happened last night when we were having this meeting. Chris did some experiments. Part of their meeting is they do an experiment. Chris was actually doing – Chris is a big – he loves to talk about dwarves. That's what he refers to.
Dust dwarves.
And he actually set up an experiment in his lab. We all walked into the laboratory there. And he, what he did is he set up two cardboard sheets that were gridded off. They were totally gridded off where, you know, they were just all set up in 2-inch grids. And what he was doing is he was blowing all types of different dusts. People were setting their cameras up on a tripod right there, mm-hmm. and he was blowing dust in front of the cameras, and they were shooting pictures of him and then looking at the pictures to see the similarities and the things that we've seen in the past, right, as far as schools of orbs and things like that. That's what I said. I saw one. I'm like, oh, look, it's a school of orbs, right? And there was different colors and all these things. He did really get into a lot of the meat of, like, what this was not just, like, dust. It wasn't something he, like, scraped off one of his, you know, one of the mantles you don't look at for 50 years. This was actual, like, magnesium compounds he was using that they used to make paint with.
Oh,
they're
wow.
dust-like things. They look like, you know, a controlled substance. That,
yeah.
You know, that's what it looked like. I'm like, God, this is Tony Montana here. But there was all types of different ones he was using, like smaller, finer grades, thicker grades, and he was just blowing in front of the camera. And we were watching him do this. It was really cool. I mean, and again, that's another example of the, you know, why we love Chris, because, you know, this is the work he's doing. He is mm-hmm. doing like ridiculous work, like just going way out there. Trying these weird things to go, hey, look, you know, this is what this stuff is. It's new ideas. He isn't trying to discredit anybody or, you know, cause any problems, I think, but he...
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's really done some cool experiments.
So then, and then you guys went, so you guys experimented with this photography...
Yeah, yeah.
...effect that people are getting all over the world. Mm-hmm. And then you went ghost hunting.
Warren Union Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Which is one along the river?
Yeah, which is very local here to the Haunted Winery. It's about maybe about 5 miles away here. It's about 5 minutes away. And the whole group went out there. We got out there about 10:45.
That's where we took our 2006, or part of our 2006.
What do you think the first thing I said was when we walked in there? I'm like, this is where Ghostly Talk shot our 2006 promotional photo.
Yes,
it
is.
And I actually went over and sat on the bench.
Oh,
you know, if you people see, go to the photo album, go to promo photos, go to 2006. There was the only photo that really made. I mean, I think we kept.
You'll
we
know
shoot.
Him. Doug looks like an Undertaker.
No, no, no. Like an
Undertaker. That's not the one. We don't have
he
that one.
He looks like
up.
An Undertaker in all of them.
Oh, okay, well, that was the shot. I think we shot like 75 shots that night, and one of them made it.
Yeah.
One of them made it. Out of all those pictures,
and it was
and they were all
in
good.
The cemetery, right?
Yeah, they were all good pictures. Don't get me wrong. Emily did a phenomenal job, but that one nailed it, right?
My hair was off.
Yeah, but that's a picture. I actually went over
my nose.
I actually went over with my EVP kit and sat down on that cement bench and just you know did some recording over there and stuff all night long. And we all had a really good time. It was very cool. Got to meet all, you know, hang out with all the Grimstone people, new people, old people from Grimstone. And it was a lot of fun. So thanks, Chris, for inviting us out. It was really cool.
And
it was nice to get out and do some work finally for a change.
And thank you, Elmer, for coming up with the idea to go to the La Hotel. And thank you, Chris, for attending, mm-hmm. and Sean for attending as well. And, of course, Bonnie. It goes without saying.
Thanks for breaking every speed rule.
Yes, thank you for breaking every speed rule.
And 20 miles over the speed limit is considered reckless driving.
I was going 25.
Exactly. So you were. It was reckless
with
driving.
With reckless abandon. Yeah.
Right.
But we made it.
Good weekend, though. Fun weekend, though. It was nice. I feel refreshed. A lot of things got done. We actually got out and got into the field and did some work.
I'll let you hear if Sean, because it's on Sean's recorder, the EVPs, and mm-hmm. Scott, I'll let you hear them, and if you think they're worthy, maybe we'll play them on the show.
Sounds great, yeah.
I know that they're creepy because, you know, just like forever, you know.
Cut them up and we'll bring them on the show next week.
When you're actually there,
mm-hmm.
when an EVP happens, it's just like 5,000 more times creepier than when, you know, you just...
We all
EVP.
Know that here.
And we all know that here. When you're there and you're listening to the tape and you go, oh, I hear that. It's creepy.
Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference. That's the next conference we'll be attending.
This is something I'm very, very excited about. This is the one at the
Moundsville. This is in West Virginia State Penitentiary.
Well, first of all, I think we did a show on Moundsville. We did a couple shows on Moundsville where we talked about it, you know, in the first half hour kinds of things.
We've been there. We've been there before. We were there just actually not too. I mean, less than a year ago.
Right. We were there at the request and at the by invitation by the Mountaineer Ghost.
Yeah. Polly
Gear.
We haven't heard from her in a while. So Polly.
I know.
She was an email.
She's out about doing stuff. I saw something or other come through, but mm-hmm. not from her, though.
Really?
I, of course, like personal attention from Polly Gear, but, you know.
Polly, hey.
If
Polly.
I don't get it, then I'm
They
like,
were
oh,
great
I
to us last time we came there.
And, of course, we met Alan.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just absolutely incredible.
With the Rebel, the massive camera. What was that? The Canon Rebel or something?
Rebel.
I'm not a camera guy, so I don't know.
Something. But
yeah,
Alan
would probably know. She's hiding around here somewhere.
What a camera and what a guy. I mean,
Alan
was
awesome.
Phenomenal. And so we had a fantastic time then at that point. The Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference coming up is that's June 8th and 9th. That's at the West Virginia State Penitentiary, which is Moundsville. And wow, I mean, first of all, Moundsville's a great place. We had a great time when we were there the first time, you know, because of the Mountaineer ghosts.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
With you know the Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference there, can you imagine like all these people like converging on such an incredible place?
Yeah.
And talking about ghosts and showing photographs and taking photographs and you know. Sharing stories. I mean, it's just going to be fantastic.
This is being put on by the West Virginia Ghost Hunters. That's what it says here. Brendan is who we're kind of. Brendan Skeen, I believe, is the man I've been dealing with on this. Brendan, email me. We need to talk. But yeah, a lot of cool stuff going on. I'm just going to blow through the schedule here real quick.
Okay.
There's some really cool people that are showing up to this. We talked to and been to at other conferences before. I'm really looking forward to talking to some of these people. Basically, the schedule Friday night. This would be Friday night. 12 a.m., they lock the doors, which is Saturday morning, technically speaking. It's Saturday morning. 12 a.m. Saturday morning, they lock the doors. This is what's so cool. This conference starts off with ghost hunting.
Right.
I like meet and greets, but we don't get to do enough ghost hunting, and we're really pushing for that this summer, I think, with all the stuff going on. We want to get out and do some more ghost hunting. So 12 a.m., well, there's an orientation. Let me see here.
Yeah, there's a little orientation. Then they lock the prison doors.
Yeah, 12:30. Yeah, I think they put 11:45 p.m. I think there was a typo there. But 12:30 a.m. doors are locked to the prison. There's a tour till 1:15 a.m. I think if you want to take that, I think they'll want you to take that.
If you haven't been there before,
you
get an overall really fast. You get an overall.
Holly took us around. Point. It was cool.
Yeah, and you get a feeling for the place, and then you'll know where do you want to go ghost hunt that.
And
night.
You'll know where the bats are and where they're not.
Yeah, we found that the hard way. 1:15 a.m. to 5:45 a.m. The place is wide open. People are ghost hunting all night long.
Is that 4 solid hours of ghost hunting in Moundsville?
Yeah. That's a dream come true for some
people. That is a dream come true.
5:45 a.m. to 6 a.m. wrap up investigation and leave the prison. Now that's why we're happy about this is we don't actually have to blow vacation time to get to this thing. I think we can actually like work all day long, get in our cars and stuff, and then shoot out there and get there on time. Right,
we will be there.
Usually
on
we're
time.
Blowing vacation yeah. time to get to the place on Friday night to the meet and greet or whatever. Now June 9th, this is.
But
Saturday.
This one starts at midnight.
This one starts at midnight. Yeah, that's great. We're gonna be totally crusty, but you know what are you gonna do? 12 p.m. That's another thing I love about this is that it starts in the p.m. and not
right.
the a.m., which a little piece of advice for all the conference people out there. We love coming to these things, but God, 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning.
It's rough.
Ooh, it hurts. Even though I don't care. I'm used to getting up at like 5 a.m., but still it's like to work all day long, drive all night, get here. Oh, God, 8 a.m. comes very, very early. But 12 p.m. This one starts on Saturday.
So eat your brunch from like 10:45 to 12.
I'm going to be up bright and early. I'll be up at 9. Like
yeah, you will.
It'll be nice. It'll be nice. 12 p.m. is check-in, 12:15 to 1:15. Picnic. We're having a picnic with food and beverage provided, even better. Very, very nice. 1 p.m. is when all the fun starts because Jeff Belanger, who I talked to this week on the phone, actually we had a very nice conversation, who is one of the hosts of Ghost World. We're going to be talking about Ghost World here pretty soon. We'll be talking from 1 to 2 p.m. And if you have not had a chance, to attend a Jeff Belanger, what would you say?
An event that Jeff Belanger
speaking at. He's really changed my outlook on a lot of things. He really has. And he may be listening and be like, oh, wow, that's so cool. But he really has changed my outlook in a lot of things. And he did that at the Eastern State Paranormal Conference last year. I got to see him speak. And, wow, his presentation is just something else. 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., Vince Wilson, Ghost Tech. Great
technical
friend, yeah,
ghost hunter. All the the tech of ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Vince is the guy to talk to.
Fun guy, too. Whole lot of fun. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good to see him again. From 3 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., Brendan Skeen, I mentioned him. He is the founder and director of West Virginia Ghost Hunters. He is going to be speaking. From 3:45 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Who are these two dorks?
Oh, they should ignore them.
They should totally. Yeah. Everybody just leave and go away because you're not going to have any fun whatsoever. They're going to fill your head with crap. So go away. Oh, yeah. Doug and Scott L. of Ghostly Talk Radio.
Ooh.
Who are those complete
My
dorks?
Goodness. 45 minutes of us.
Yeah, well,
I noticed that they're getting shorter, so that
I think we're going to try to switch it around with Brendan, maybe, and we'll get a half an hour.
Because the way we do it, you know, our
they're going to hate us.
Our in-person presentations are pretty much always the same. What we do is we introduce ourselves, we talk a little bit about something that really bugs us.
And we grill the audience.
And then we ask them for questions. And we tell the audience right up front, if you don't ask us questions, or if you ask us only a few questions, well, that just gives us more time to ask you questions, because the end of the presentation is us asking you, you know, the audience questions. And that's my favorite part. Only one time did people ask us enough questions be relieved of us asking them questions.
4:45 p.m. to 5 p.m. wrap up and leave the prison for the night, because we get to go out and have dinner, hang out, meet people, do stuff like that. But we're coming back.
Is there an official conference hotel? I don't see a hotel name on the sheet.
There was, it totally escaped me. It really isn't that type of event. Like, obviously, it's not at a hotel.
This isn't at the hotel. This is, so you can
stay
at any hotel.
Yeah, a lot of these are at hotels, you know. This one's different. That's why I like about it.
So you can stay at any hotel.
I forgot what we're staying. I think we're staying.
Can we not stay at the hotel we stayed at last time?
Oh, please. We will not.
No, we will not be going there. I think we already yelled that enough. But we come back to saying, we come back Saturday night, though.
Okay.
We leave there, we come back, and we go back and ghost hunt some more.
How much is this? Oh, no. No way.
Here's the prices, dude.
They can't afford to put this on with these prices. I've been to ghost hunts through all over the eastern part of the country. These are cheap. Wow.
25, okay. Well, what is it? Just because we only got a couple minutes here before we go to break. But 25 per person includes admission to a picnic with food and beverage provided, admission to the special guest presentations, and a souvenir conference t-shirt. The $60 package includes one night ghost hunt, Friday or Saturday, admission to picnic with food and beverage provided, admission to presentations and souvenir conference t-shirt in your choice of size. I hope they have fat kid sizes there, because I want one. but I got the treadmill now, so I'm losing
weight.
That's true. $80 per person. This is the top package. That includes two night ghost hunts, which is Friday and Saturday, to picnic with food and beverage provided, admission to presentations and souvenir conference t-shirt in your choice of size. Really, really nice setup they have going there. You know, it's for everybody. Whatever, you know, I like that. There's some flexibility there. And if you don't, you know, if you just want a quick weekend, you know, for a low cost, you know, just to go check the place out a little bit, $25, you get to go into this.
I found Moundsville interesting to get to. Interesting to get to. Not easy.
We can thank Google Maps for that.
Thank Google Maps. Go east on west, turn left, go north. And it was just really freaky. But, yeah, but it was interesting to get to. Once you got there, it was pretty painfully obvious, you know, what the prison was. It was absolutely gorgeous. But it's not difficult to get to. I've been to, you know, we've gone on.
It was easy to get to from the hotel.
Turn around and go back and up and down and forward. Mm. It's not that difficult to get to. It's very centrally located. Moundsville, West Virginia is not all that far. It's a drive from almost everywhere, but not that bad of a drive.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you,
this is going to be a fun event. This is just it's a bit of a different setup. That's why I like it so much. It's just in a different type of location. There's some great people. It's more condensed. A lot of the speakers, there's only a few speakers for this. There isn't a whole day of speakers, which I love sitting there and listening to the speakers. But I know some people just want to get to the ghost hunting too.
That's
true. You can't please everybody.
I would like to see people from, of course, West Virginia and Ohio there. I'd like to see people from Kentucky. And Michigan and Indiana and
hopefully we will.
Pennsylvania and Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see people from all over the place there, because that's my favorite part of a conference.
That's the next one we're going to, Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference. Yeah, Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference, the second weekend of June. That's when it is, June 8th and June 9th, obviously. Be there or be square, I guess.
If you want a link, I know there's one up on the
If you go to the events block on the homepage
and you go to the appearances,
we don't have it written down here, but yeah, go to the Ghost Talk site. There is a block for Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference. Click that, take you right to all this information we were talking about.
So
we want to get that out for people. Let people know about this stuff.
Hit us up, ghostlytalk.com, appearances page, and
look
at all these conferences. Mid-Atlantic's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait.
Next hour, Marshall Masters.
Awesome.
I talked to this gentleman earlier today, and we are in for a treat. That's all I have to say. On that note, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.